from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon, I'm Brad Ope. The middle or end of October is still the anticipated completion date for this year's phase of Connecting Link reconstruction on Algonquin Boulevard. Actual road work has begun on the west end towards Ontario Boulevard, with the surface being laid down. City Engineering Manager Glenn McDonald says the finishing line for the contractor is still the intersection at Mount Joy Street.
They haven't asked for an extension yet, contract. They're going to try to see how much they can get done and if they can get through that intersection.
However, with the same contractor doing the rest of the reconstruction all the way to Brunet Road, anything it can't finish this year can be picked up once again in the spring. Next year's phase will rebuild Algonquin to Cedar Street. Cochrane's big summer party is back on this weekend. After a two-year absence, Summerfest hits the Cochrane Pavilion and Park starting tomorrow. Live at Lakeside, Cochrane's Got Talent kicks off the fun between 5 and 8 p.m. Saturday's activities include a kids zone, a horseshoe tournament, as well as a car show. Live music starts at 3 p.m. and includes Cochrane's own Mitch Ja at 11 p.m. There's also a fireworks finale that will light up the sky. Day and weekend passes are available at the door. Check the Cochrane Summerfest Facebook page for further information. Home prices in our country will decline by nearly 25% by the end of next year from the peak we saw in February. That's all according to the latest real estate outlook from Desjardins released today. The financial services company says it's expecting a sharp correction in the housing market. Weaker housing data and a more aggressive monetary policy are being pegged as two of the main reasons for the drop. Officials say it's possible a crane striking a high-voltage transmission line knocked out power to a large portion of downtown Toronto. The lights went out around 12:30 this afternoon for several blocks in the area of Yonge and Dundas Streets, including Yonge and Dundas Square itself. The Eaton Centre, Toronto Police Headquarters, and St. Lawrence Market are also impacted. Toronto Transportation Services said the outage spans at least a four-block radius. And for these stories and more, you can visit MyTimmonsNow.com.